Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well done, Stephen. I tell you something, Stephen Byrne, you've just fixed everything in the, like, the Indiana Jones hat of fixing stuff. Well done, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me in.
The last time I was...
just to fix the desk.
No, that's great. You can go now. Thanks for coming. The last time we spoke, you were... I think we were both kind of end of season sort of haze.
Yes.
Of the TV show and radio and life.
But now we're relaxing.
Much more so.
And we can do amazing things like go to the cinema.
And you're wearing your, Jurassic Park, the original movie... jumper, I suppose. Is it a film promo thing? Or
This isn't one of the originals. I don't think this is like a knockoff one I think that someone made, but I do have one of the original t-shirts from 1993, which, yeah, cost me a little bit of a bum, but...
Do you have a lot of that sort of thing, memorabilia,
I spent a lot of money the other day on a vinyl that too much.
Which
I'm not
one?
Even going to mention how
Come
much
on.
It was.
No, I don't need to know how much it cost, but which one?
It was all the films, all the music from all the films, all the John Williams music anyway, which
the
is the
John
first
Williams,
two.
It was like a box set sort of thing.
It was kind of like, vinyl of all, and I don't even have a record player, so I'm like, why did I get this?
But you can get a good record player for
it. True, it is the reason why I'm going to get one.
Treat yourself.
Just for that reason, just to play that.
Jurassic Park is out today, and of course, Stephen Byrne of 2FM and Other Stories is a big fan of the franchise, and that's why we've invited you in to talk to us about many, many things. But the franchise generally, because what number film is out today?
This is number 4.
Okay, so the franchise... started 3 movies. So we're into Mad Max country in terms of, it's been a while since we've seen a Jurassic film, is it?
Exactly. It's been 14 years at this stage. The last time we saw Jurassic Park 3, which a lot of people don't even really consider to be a Jurassic Park movie because they hate it. I still loved it for some reason. I thought it was brilliant just because it's in that world, and I remember being 11, and it was actually probably the only one that I saw in the cinema, because when the first one came out I was only 3 years old.
Holy moly, okay.
So it was my only experience, I guess, to see it in the cinema, but I remember seeing it. We were in Killarney or something like that, and literally pulling my parents away from a holiday to be like, we have to go see this movie.
Was it about, were you one of those dinosaur boys? You know, some kids love dinosaurs.
Not
or
really.
Was it just the bigness of it all?
I think I had a little bit of an obsession with dinosaurs kind of when I was about 6 or 7. I got a book from the library and I remember kind of just sort of getting, but I used to have weird obsessions. I became obsessed with crazy things for a year on end. Like when I was like 7, I was obsessed with the Titanic. When I was 8, I became obsessed with Princess Diana, very weirdly. Wow. And then when I was like 9, I think maybe dinosaurs came back into it, and that's when Jurassic Park 3 or...
So
yeah, 3
what is it? What is it, the Jurassic thing that it has?
The fascination? Well, I think when you bring up Jurassic Park, and anybody that was either alive or old enough to have seen it in 1993 when it came out, everybody talks about it being that moment just like Star Wars, where they went to the cinema and they went, wow. Yes. This is what's possible on the cinema screen. And it is for those moments where, you know, Welcome to Jurassic Park, or the ripple in the glass and all that sort of stuff. Moments that you could call Spielberg moments, but when you do break it down, it's just moments that are pure cinema, and they have everything. They have, you know, the iconic kind of thing where you're like, oh my God, I'm going to remember this forever. This is brilliant. Then also, of course, the score, John Williams, like that music is just incredible. Like when you hear that music, you're taken back to the first time you saw that movie, and transported to that world.
That sounds like the Star Wars thing for me, or Superman.
So
it must be a generational thing. Because
it is.
Jurassic Park just didn't do it for me.
But really, at all?
No, it didn't. But as you're describing it, and I'm thinking, maybe I should revisit this. Maybe it's time.
Because I've got really angry with a lot of people my age who haven't seen the movie at all. And they're like, oh, well, I was 3 when it came out. It's like, but seriously, this is like one of the greatest movies ever made. Seriously.
So you have to go and see it.
You have to go and see it. But it is. It literally is that Star Wars thing. Because I don't know what the generational thing is now for Star Wars. Maybe it's Hunger Games or something like that.
Yeah, it probably is. The Hunger Games.
Along those lines, which is kind of sad when you think about it,
because of the quality difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like Hunger Games, but still, it's not up there.
So there's the new film's called Jurassic World, and I saw a trailer for it when I went to see. I think it was Mad Max, and I thought it looked great.
That's the thing.
I could probably go and see this,
because I've been building up to this for so long. 14 years at this stage, and even when they announced that they were going to be making it, they announced they were going to be making it 5 years ago, and there was an original script that was bandied about, and it was basically that they were mixing dinosaur DNA with human DNA, and I was like, what are you doing? Please do not make this movie. And then that script got shut down, and Colin Trevorrow, who directed this and wrote this, got brought on board. So he's kind of an indie film director. He made a thing called Safety Not Guaranteed. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I haven't heard of that. Really good film.
Low budget. I think it cost like 30 grand to make or something like that. And then, of course, he was handed Jurassic World. Here you go, make something. And
it's a big leap.
massively, which is what I was also scared about. But his name had been mentioned in terms of all the Star Wars movies as well. So I was kind of like, okay, this guy must have something. This guy must have something that will bring to this world. So basically the idea behind it is that the park has opened. They've gotten rid of all the stuff that's gone on the last two movies where, you know, all the dinosaurs are running amok, and they've actually made it into a working theme park, which is now called Jurassic World.
Right.
And everybody's bored. Everybody is kind of like, oh, dinosaurs have been around for 22 years, whatever. You know, there's like, and the image that Colin wanted when he was thinking of the movie was that he would see a teenager sitting in front of a T-Rex on his phone, just going,
oh, very good.
Well, I've seen a T-Rex on TV. They've been around for years.
Yeah.
So, of course, the park bosses want to bring in a new attraction, and that new attraction is mixing loads of dinosaurs' DNA to make a big, scary, massive Godzilla type dinosaur. So everybody will get excited about the park again. But of course, It goes horribly wrong.
Who's in it that we know?
Chris Pratt is kind of the star of it, I guess. He obviously is making a huge leap into action movies at the moment. He did Guardians of the Galaxy last year. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed
it. Amazing.
Yeah,
I absolutely loved it because it had that whole nostalgia. Yeah, quirky, had the nostalgic kind of thing, and just was a different take on the whole Marvel kind of movie thing. So that there's a new movie of that coming out as well, but he's the lead in it. Then Bryce Dallas Howard.
The Village?
Yes, The Village. When she was very young. So she, of course, is Ron Howard's daughter. She's absolutely amazing. Mm. Really, really good. Kind of is the bitchy character in this one.
Right.
And, you know, she goes on a journey and we love her at the end, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But she's really, really good. And she plays the park boss. She's the one tasked with keeping everything in control when it's going completely and utterly out of control.
And how are we on CGI? I mean, it's not going to be Clash of the Titans, but is it really cool?
I was scared most about the CGI and everybody was like, you must be so excited because, you know, these dinosaurs are going to have, you know, the ability to be as realistic as possible because we are now in 2015. But the thing is, when you have so much money and you have the ability to make anything you want on screen, I think that absolutely destroys it. Because when you think about it, back in 1993, the amount of animatronics they used for all the dinosaurs and even like the raptors were men in suits.
Were they?
Yeah, most of them weren't even CGI'd at all. Like that scene, that amazing scene in the kitchen, you know, where they're hiding in all the different kind of... the cookers and all that sort of stuff. They were all men in suits just hopping around and
so how does this compare to special effects?
Not very well.
The CGI, you can spot it and you're just
you can just spot it
and
you just know, or maybe we're just not as excited by it anymore. You know, when we saw dinosaurs in the 90s on the screen, we were like, oh my god, this is incredible. How is this possible? Whereas now we're kind of, I guess, the whole on your phone condition to seeing a T-Rex, it's the same sort of scenario.
There's an element to that.
There is.
They need to pick it up a bit.
But yeah, the comparison between the T-Rex in this one and the T-Rex in the 93 version is like, I would take the 93 version over it in a heartbeat.
But it's funny that the Hollywood guys, the special effects people, wouldn't hear people like you or, you know, the real fans going, look, don't stop putting money into these computer generators. They're just not working.
I don't think it does
at
all.
School.
And even like there's an opening scene, like I have to say I did love the movie, but there's an opening scene where... a kind of a claw stamps down on the ground and there's a big thud and it's actually a bird, it's not a dinosaur, but it's a CGI bird. Why do you need a CGI
bird together?
Get a real bird
between you all. What about so that's the text says, can't wait to see Holmes with Ian McKellen, which I saw a trailer for that. I thought that looked really boring. I did, and I love Ian McKellen and I love Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
So, but I just thought the trailer looked appalling. It said it's going to be a good movie. Jurassic Park looks like it'll be looks like an overpowering movie. Jurassic World, I presume you mean. Yeah.
It is in some ways. Like it starts off very slow. Like for the first half hour, I was kind of like, okay, I don't think I'm going to like this at all. Yeah. I was really, and I sort of went with like three friends who were getting more enjoyment out of watching me than they were watching the actual movie. So they were all looking at me like, oh God, oh no, this isn't going well. But then when it kicks in, it properly kicks
in.
The thing is because, I guess, the original was great because the characters were amazing and also the dinosaurs were amazing. Yeah. Whereas this, they put the dinosaurs front and center for the entire thing. It's kind of like you have all the main characters, but at the same time, the villain is a dinosaur, the savior is a dinosaur, the spectacles of dinosaurs. It's all about the dinosaurs, which is totally fine with me.
I'm not so crazy about the lizards. I love the monkeys. I mean, Planet of the Apes, those two remakes of I think are among the best of that genre, if you want to call it that.
These were actually supposed to be made by the people who made those movies as well. That was the original script of the mix between human DNA and dinosaur DNA was the writers of the brand new
Maybe they should have thrown them the script.
Maybe they should have.
You know, when the Planet of the Apes, when we were horse riding in Keel Beach in Anakel the other day, and my horse took off at a canter, which is quite a go.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be that good at it. But I did think at one stage, oh, I'd love to have two big guns. Like the horse, like the monkey at the end of the last battle. But then I thought the team would all be massacred. They'd be messy.
Health and safety.
You want the poor woman who's running the things, go, where's he going? I was like, so give me the rifles.
I wouldn't trust myself.
I went to see Jurassic Park, says Miriam in Port Marnock, with my very skeptical husband who hated the third movie. But love this one. Hold your breath till the end, on a par to the first one. The characters and dinosaurs are all believable. Not for kids. Recommended for 12
plus. Yeah, not for kids. Well, there are some moments in this movie which are very scary. And even I could see my housemate Faye was right beside me, and she was just like, literally, like, she gets scared by anything. But seriously, she was just like, I cannot handle this. Because you know the moment in the first movie where he gets picked up off the toilet seat?
Jump.
Yeah, there's many moments like that.
They're not for kids.
No, and it's quite gruesome in some elements, which is, for me, is great, because I think the best parts of the movies are the bits with heart, and then the bits that are so dark that you're like, oh my god, imagine I was there.
A bit of both. Yeah. Planet of the Apes is the franchise for kids these days. Is it? Would you say that?
Yeah, I'd hope so, actually. Yeah.
It's a they're great.
They're
films.
So good. Oh, yeah. And then of course the new one's coming out soon enough as
is
well.
Is another one coming out?
There's another one in about a year and a half. Yeah.
Oh yes. Michelle says, I'm not sure if you've already reviewed this movie, but went to see Spy with Melissa McCarthy. Funniest movie I've seen for ages. Belly laughs all the way through. A must see.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've been saying it to so many people, is the fact that when a movie comes out with her, I'm like, oh god, not another one. Seriously?
Yeah.
Because when she got Oscar nominated for Bridesmaids, everybody was so excited by her, and she got thrown into absolutely every kind of comedy picture. And then this has come out, I was like, this looks awful, but the reviews have been incredible.
They have been very strong
all across the board, so I have to check it out. And of course she's taking on Ghostbusters soon enough as well.
She's
gonna be in that pack, I was really angry about, because they're doing a female version and a male version. It was like when they announced the female version, obviously people were like, oh, it's meant to be men, but it was like, no, seriously, keep it the way it is, with, like, have the women doing it. You don't need to make another version just with the guys. So they're shoehorning another like male version. And it's like, no, be happy with the girls. It's all good.
I watched the third Night at the Museum the other night for the first time. I love those.
Do you like those films? Yeah.
The joke gets a bit worn, and sometimes you think they need to think a bit harder on.
That's the last movie that made me cry, mostly for Robin Williams and all the scenes with him.
Mickey Rooney was in that. That was one of his last films too, as it happens.
But very true. There's a speech that he makes in it that is just like, oh my gosh.
It is touching. Beautiful film, and good films for kids. And introduce, there's Teddy Roosevelt, and there's you know, Attila the Hun, whoever else is in it. And the other thing I'm watching is Once Upon a Time on Netflix.
I haven't seen this.
So now it's really probably not for
this is the TV
you.
Show, isn't it?
Sean
Vancouver.
It's got a story set in Storybrooke, where there's all these people like you and me just running around. But actually, the truth is that they're all fairy tale characters who then you get flashbacks to when they were Snow White, or when they were Rumpelstiltskin, or when they were. And it brings them all in. There's four seasons, so it's doing something right.
Very true.
But it went under the radar. It's ABC Studios. And suddenly, so last night, Colin O'Donoghue was arrived in as Hook.
Amazing
actor. And you see where he got it, where he got
Sarah Bulger's in it as well.
Sarah Bulger, Sleeping Beauty, and she's tremendous. Now, the first season's a bit hammy, and it's a bit the CGI is rotten.
Yeah.
But if you've got particularly young girls in the family, you can, although the teenager likes it too, you can enjoy it as well. Cappuccino would be lovely, small. Actually, you know what? Americano drop milk would be great, because I had so many cappuccinos this week. Thanks. And you're running through this season. I'm on season two at the moment, and Colin O'Donoghue, who we're going to be talking to next week. And all it's well worth a look for as families. But I don't know if I know you like a bit of fantasy.
Take a look. Yeah,
have
definitely.
A little look at it, because
I've been looking for a new TV show for a while now, since Breaking Bad ended. So
I tried watching that. Jeez, I turned it off. Bloodlines on Netflix. I watched the first episode. I forget. That's the worst bit of.
I want to watch Daredevil, which is on Netflix at the moment as well.
Yeah, that's
which has got mixed kind of reviews and stuff. People have said they've either loved it or hated it, but
they're loving it. But I watched the first two episodes, and I tend to be, give me in.
Right away.
Or leave it.
Yeah.
And they don't. There's a just
no
a,
exposition.
It does. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a documentary I just spotted. A lot of it got great review today in the ticket, which is called The Look of Silence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something. Is Louis Theroux got involved in that or something? That the follow up to The Act of Killing is an
unprecedented. I think so as well. In terms of documentaries, the Amy documentary is out very soon. I think, I don't know if it's this week or. But I had a couple of friends who saw it at the press screening. They said it was amazing.
Was her dad giving out about it?
She was giving out about it. Yeah, so he was giving out about it about. I think the representation of him more so than anything else. But everybody that I know that has seen it said it's just, it's the most upsetting thing they've ever seen, on the cinema screen, but at the exact same time.
Did you see the
amazing.
Kurt Cobain one?
I didn't, no.
No, I heard that's very good too.
Yeah, I heard it's amazing. But it's by the same, no, the person who made this made Senna, I think, if you saw Senna.
Oh yeah.
Which was incredible
which was
as well.
Good, even if you did. Yeah. Okay, well, why don't we watch Cobain and Amy, and the next time we'll get you in the next week or two, and let's talk.
And
about
I'll
them.
Watch Once Upon a Time.
I have a look at a couple of episodes, so we'll do that. We'll watch a few. Why don't we watch a few music documentaries between now and then? And we'll do that in about 2 or 3 weeks, and especially on Netflix.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
We can say this. Victoria Smurfit's in the latest season 4. Once Upon a Time. I haven't got that far yet.
It's a great.
So that goes to an employer for the Irish.
Yeah, they've obviously got an Irish casting director.
But the Snow White character, who looks like a Monchichi, is in it, and Prince Charming, who looks a bit like a girl. But they're apparently together in real life as well. So it's all very dramatic. Okay, what do we do?
You're a big softy.
No, but it's just easy. It's 40 minutes. It's easy. What do we do? We'll watch an
episode. You're in, you're out.
Stephen, as always, thanks so much indeed. You're off the television, so what are you? Are you?
Yes, just Weekend Breakfast, 7 to 10, Saturday and Sunday. Go catch me there.
Because you can breathe again.
Yes.
So let's do music documentary stuff in a couple of weeks' time.
Perfect.
Okay,
watch it.
Thanks, Stephen.